Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrats wake up this morning, find themselves in a nightmare, and they don't know what to do. Chuck Schumer, has leader of the Democrats in the Senate, has congratulated Zohran. How do you say his last name? Mom, tell me. Oh, my gosh. You know, the guy hasn't even been in America for 10 years. He's not American. His belief system's not American. And so far, Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, who is the head of the Democrats in the House, he's a minority leader, have withheld their endorsements. They don't know what to do. Because you endorse this guy, that means you're going full socialist. This is where the Democrat Party's going. What did the DNC do yesterday, Democrat National Committee? They congratulated him, embraced him. Yeah, the DNC's official Twitter feed wrote, congratulations at Zohran Mamdani, onward to November. What is that? That is a choice. That is a choice over Eric Adams, who's running against him. So the National Democrat Party has just embraced Zohran. Zohran, sorry. It takes some getting used to. A socialist who says he will... Folks, do you realize what this guy wants to do? He says he's going to align New York City with international law. In other words, under his regime, New York City will follow international law, even though they're not required to. This guy is not an American. He's not. And he says, as part of following international law, if Benjamin Netanyahu enters New York, which he must do to attend the UN assembly meetings there, because that's where they're held, those big UN assembly meetings. If Benjamin Netanyahu, who's the head of Israel, enters New York City, he will have him arrested and tried by the International Criminal Court. The International Criminal Court has a warrant out for him. Cannot come here, cannot come to America. He'll have him arrested. Why? It's international law. He's got to uphold it. Now, how he's going to have him arrested, seeing as he wants to completely defund the NYPD, not clear. Maybe he'll make a citizen's arrest. I'm not sure. But here's who this guy is. He wants $30 an hour minimum wage, abolish the NYPD, not an officer left, abolish prisons, which I guess you're just not going to need if you're not going to have police, abolish medical bills, abolish private health insurance, ban all guns, no exceptions. Folks, that's the Second Amendment. So think about what this guy's telling you. He does not recognize the Bill of Rights clearly, but he does recognize international law. Watch this quickly, closely. You know why? This is who the Democrats really are. It's who they really are. Ban all guns. Legalize sex work. And folks, they'll start with adults. They'll go straight for kids. And then it'll go down to teens. Which, by the way, remember the UN, that was their recommendation. So that's why he's following this. All sex work should be legal. And children can consent. UN last year saying, look, you should be able to consent to sex with an adult from age 12 on up. They'll lower that as they get going. But this is that's their starting bid. Legalized sex work. Where does that come from? UN. It's going to follow UN. It's going to follow international law. He wants safe injection sites. No bail. We're learning how that works in the post-American territory of California. If there's no bail when you carry out the flat screen TV that you were stealing, say from, a Walmart there or something like that, and they arrest you on the spot, they don't take you in. They just give you a little ticket, tell you when to show up for course. That way you can go back and get yourself another flat screen. That's how that works. Decriminalize drug possession and sentencing enhancements and end all cooperation with ICE. Now you're thinking, well, don't they already do that? No, they don't. When he says end all cooperation with ICE, what that means is ICE will go and pick up illegal immigrants who have federal charges against them that are not immigration. Might be for, murder. It might be for sex trafficking. It might be any number of things that they are doing. ICE does it all the time. And sanctuary cities cooperate with ICE when ICE is picking them up on a federal warrant, criminal warrant. Not anymore. No cooperation with ICE. So, you commit a murder, you got a federal warrant on you, you're running a major human trafficking operation, you're running little girls in New York to sell them for sex, which they are sold in the cartel-controlled district there. We've documented that exhaustively here on the show. New York Post done a whole series on it. We don't cooperate. We don't honor warrants. Folks, what is that? What is he describing there? What is that? That is a runaway, breakaway, lawless post-American territory. What does post-American mean? Post-American is, geographically it's in America, but for all practical purposes, it's gone. It's not American anymore. Doesn't recognize American law, doesn't recognize federal law, doesn't recognize the federal government, doesn't recognize any of it. And this is where they want to go in New York, these primary voters. Okay.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, it's not just New York. It's L.A. too. L.A. has fallen. If Democrats can't win national elections because of their socialist and Marxist tendencies, well, they'll just conquer territory. Some of it highly valuable territory. You heard what's going on in LA. Since illegal immigrants can't go to work because they fear the Trump ICE raids, well, they shouldn't have to pay rent. Several unions are calling on the Los Angeles City Council to vote for a rent moratorium on the basis that deportation operations have severely shut down business activity. It's not fair. Coalition of labor union employees and the SEIU are demanding a rent moratorium. We know that many tenants will not be able to pay their rent come July 1st, said Kenya Alokoser of LATU, who volunteered. She's also an illegal immigrant. Holy smoking checkbook. It, folks, it's just endless lawlessness with these people. Never ends. Okay, meanwhile, I want to take a moment as we debate the level of damage that Donald Trump did to Iran's nuclear program. Is it set them back months, set them back years? By the way, the Iranian foreign minister says their program is, quote, badly damaged, unquote, which is why CNN is currently blacking him and that interview out. But I want to play this for you, a trip down memory lane. This is past presidents talking smack, big smack, about Iran. Take a listen. And then I'm going to contrast it.
We work to counter Iran's efforts to develop nuclear weapons and missile technology.
Iran should not have a nuclear weapon. Period.
I have stated that Iran will never be allowed to obtain a nuclear weapon.
We will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
See the difference there? 40 years of capitulation to Iran versus Trump. I loved this yesterday. He's asked, well, are you going to get a deal with Iran? And he is going to sit down. He's demanding to talk to the actual leadership, not intermediaries. But next week, and it's supposed to happen, he says. But, well, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. But they're asking him, you going to get a deal? You're going to get a deal? They're going to capitulate? He says, well, I'll let him tell you. He just doesn't care.
We're going to talk to them next week with Iran. We may sign an agreement. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's that necessary. I mean, they had a war. They fought. Now they're going back to their world. I don't care if I have an agreement or not. The only thing we'd be asking for is what we were asking for before about we want no nuclear, but we destroyed the nuclear.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a deal. I don't know. I don't care. We just destroyed it. So what's the point? Meanwhile, Iran is not giving up. Their parliament, you got to understand something about Iranian elections. Yes, they do have elections, but the candidates are selected. So you can choose between this Islamic jihadist dictator or this Islamic jihadist dictator theocrat. Those are your choices. So it's not a free country, but they do have a parliament so they can look like a free country. The parliament just voted to accelerate the nuclear program. So we're not done here. We're not finished. Either way, they've still got to know how. They've still got all of the Chinese scientists to help them. You understand something. This program, if you look at Isfahan, it's one of the three facilities we destroyed. You know what's inside that? Three nuclear reactors that are part of the Iranian nuke program, obviously. Who built them? China. Who runs them? China. 3,000 scientists worked there. And I use that past tense, worked. Since it's decimated now. 3,000 scientists worked there. They were Chinese and Iranian. This is a China-Iran nuke program. Why does China care so much if Iran has nukes? Anybody know? Kind of obvious if you're watching China do the targeting of our naval vessels for the Houthis. Houthis answered to Iran and they hit them with Iranian missiles and drones. Missiles delivered by drones. With China doing the targeting. Why would China want Iran to have nukes or even nuclear fissile material they could tip those missiles with? So they can tip those missiles with it when the Houthis hit our ships. That's why. This is an Iranian-Chinese nuclear program. That's why. Yes, the Houthis are a proxy of Iran, but who is Iran a proxy of? It's China. Headline, retired colonel. Iran is China's proxy. As retired U.S. Army Colonel John Mills, in an interview with NTD, he's very clear. We're not talking about this right. He's a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy. He says, quote, China's deep ties to Iran are fueling the conflict. Now, can you see where Trump is on all this? Why he is so interested in this? I mean, just even weeks after giving the speech in Saudi Arabia, where he mocked prior leaders of the United States of America, from George Bush to Barack Obama to Joe Biden, for trying to impose democracy through regime change on other countries. This is different. It's hugely different. I mean, when they were telling the lie that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, the great irony was Iran was actually developing a weapon of mass destruction, and we shrugged our shoulders and ignored them. If you wanted to go to war with somebody, that should have been Iran by those criteria that they laid out. Well, Iraq's got weapons of mass destruction and we need to go to war. This is a real war against Iran's nuclear program. And you want to know what the real difference is here? Why do we really go to war with Iraq? One of the most fascinating interviews I saw George W. Bush do was after he was elected. It was that fall, but before he was sworn in the following January. So he was elected president, but he wasn't president yet. He was talking to the BBC. And he volunteered that we were going to Iraq. What's so interesting about that is that 9/11 hadn't happened yet. How did he know we were going to Iraq? And if Iran had, you know, a nuclear program, they had an actual weapon of mass destruction they were developing, why not just hit them? Why hit Iraq? Just didn't have a nuke program. Answer that question and you will understand everything you need to know about U.S. foreign policy. And why Trump, in his motivations, completely different from Bush and everybody else. Anybody know why we hit Iraq? Why we're obsessed with Iraq? Why we went after Iraq and not Iran, where the actual weapon of mass destruction was being developed? Why we spent $4 trillion in Iraq, making sure there was regime change? Because Saddam Hussein made one fatal error. He said he didn't want to sell his oil for dollars anymore. He wanted to sell it in Iraq's currency so they would have a printing press. Just once you have a petrodollar, you could print money. Well, that would have taken a chunk out of our printing press. And we were very afraid that every other Muslim nation that sells their oil for dollars, you got to pay them in dollars, not their own currency, would want to do the same. So we killed him, ignoring the actual threat, which was nukes in Iran. Remember when we overthrew Gaddafi? He'd been a great ally of ours, helped root out the Muslim Brotherhood. Why we kill him? Oh, he got this crazy idea in his head that he'd go to the gold standard, stop using dollars, including stop selling their oil for dollar. He's dead. In fact, when you say we're not going to sell our oil for U.S. currency anymore, your life expectancy is around 3 years. What has Vladimir Putin said? They don't want to sell their oil and natural gas in our currency anymore. Makes sense. Has Iran said that? No, it's why we've always left them alone up till now. That is the difference. That was the real reason we went to war. That's why they had to lie to you about the other stuff. By the way, remember when the Nord Stream blew up? They said Russia did it, but now they say, no, it was Ukraine. What was the difference? What had happened that we had to blow up the Nord Stream? Russia offered Europe, hey, do you want to buy our natural gas in your own currency? Then you can have a printing press like the United States of America. Yeah, it'd be great. Boom. Goes the Nord. Why? Because some European capitals, particularly in Germany, they're like, oh, that's really cool. Yeah, we don't want to have to change our currency into dollars anymore. We lose money that way. Boom, goes the Nord. And that's why all these other wars were fake. This one is the first war you've seen in your life, an actual war against Iran's nuke program, an actual threat against America. That is why it is different. And that is why they had to lie to you about all the others.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.